Your Kiss Might Kill Me, written by Bending Wind, read by Chestnut Philly. Fandom, Doctor Who. It's not that Martha doesn't appreciate other girls, because she does. She really does. It's just that her mom sat her down and explained that that was normal. It didn't mean she was gay, it was just something that girls did out of jealousy. Sitting on an old rope swing, in the middle of absolutely nowhere, but your aunt is there and we need to visit her, with a beautiful girl straddling her lap and licking her way filthily into Martha's mouth, it's really kind of difficult to follow that logic. You've never done this before, have you? Mels asks, pulling away from her mouth with a kind of embarrassing slurp. No. Martha says, trying to sound more confident than she feels. I didn't... It's okay. I'll take good care of you. Mels interrupts, sliding a hand down her ribcage to toy with the hem of her shirt. It's old and a little frayed, because Martha thought she would spend her entire holiday watching sheep or something, and she feels absurdly, horribly self-conscious. The way Mels presses her way back into Martha's mouth goes a long way to distract her from it, though. Martha's done some, you know, stuff before. She expects it to go pretty much exactly the same way, right up until Mels slips her fingers past the waistband of Martha's old jeans, toying with the button and sliding cool fingers against Martha's too hot skin. Martha shudders against her, and Mels smirks. Like that, yeah? She teases, before pressing another kiss against Martha's lips, quick and almost chaste. Her fingers make quick work of the fastening of Martha's jeans, delve down farther, and Martha gasps. Wait, she says, and to her certain surprise, Mels does pull back. The loss of sensation hits her like a blow. Never mind, go on, Martha chokes out. And Mels grins, and slides a finger, already chilled by the evening air, back against Martha's clit. It's getting dark, and the little meadow with the swing is secluded, and there's hardly anybody around this tiny, miserable town anyway. This isn't how Martha thought this would happen. She'd have been dating a nice guy for months, and she'd finally trust him enough to offer him this, and everything would... Well, Martha thinks that this might be better. As she leans into Mel's perfect fingers, lets out a breathy little whimper as they slide into her. Gotcha, Mel's whispers into her neck. The sensation is kind of weird, but then Mel's thumb does something, and Martha feels loose and boneless and peaceful. Mel's nips gently at her neck. Yeah, that's right. She mumbles into Martha's skin, before her fingers slip free of Martha, and she slides off of Martha's lap and onto her knees before her. Well, off with your trousers then, Mills commands, tilting her head teasingly and grinning up at Martha. Got a lot to teach you, love. Maybe we shouldn't here, Martha begins, but Mills interrupts again. Nobody to see us, silly. She says, with the same cocksure grin that's had Martha melting at the knees for the whole 2 days since she met Mels. Martha feels shaky and a little shell-shocked as she slides her trousers down. There's a gentle breeze, cool against her ass, and Mels leans forward to tug at her knickers. I meant these two, Mels says, but before Martha can move, she leans forward and presses a kiss to the skin, just above the cute little bow that didn't seem so embarrassing when Martha had dressed that morning. Her hands slide up Martha's legs and hips to tug her knickers down, and for each inch of skin that Mels reveals, she presses another kiss just a little lower down. By the time Martha's pants are down around her thighs, Mels has started using her tongue, tracing little shapes that tingle in the cool evening air. Mels, she breathes, as Mels pulls her hips forward with surprising strength, slanting her so that she can get at places even Martha has barely explored. Her tongue is hot and presses close. Martha can feel just how strong it is. The tongue is a muscular The tongue is the primary organ of taste. The tongue tongue is tremendously sensitive. Martha groans and grinds a little into Mel's face before she can stop herself. Mel's only pulls back long enough to laugh, before swirling her tongue around Martha in a way that leaves her gasping for breath, before her tongue delves in further, and Martha's toes actually curl. Mel's pulls away enough to whisper, "Damn shame I don't have any of my toys on me." Her breath a cool puff of air against Martha's skin. And that's... it's like tickling. All down her limbs, feather soft and gentle. And everything is just good for a moment. Mel sits back with a pleased smirk. "Congratulations," Mel drawls. "You are such an easy lay. I like that in a girl." Martha's face feels hot, and she can't decide whether to be pleased or insulted. "Go another round?" Mel asks. "Shouldn't I, do something for you?" Martha asks, because she doesn't have a lot of experience, but it seems like the polite thing to do. And a number of magazine articles have heavily emphasized the importance of reciprocity. "Nah," Mel says, looking, if possible, even more pleased with herself. "I don't need anything from you, love." And again, Martha isn't sure whether to take Mel's words as a compliment or an insult. She finds herself just sort of watching the girl she gave her virginity to, trying to figure out how she should feel and what's happening anyway. "Well," Mel says, standing and brushing her hands off on a pair of pretty tights that have a rather bad run now. "See you around, pretty Martha Jones?" She raises an eyebrow, and Martha wants to pull her back, to ask her to stay and talk, because, well, just because. Instead, she says, "Yeah, we're here for the rest of the holidays. I'll see you around." The grin Mel's gives her is blinding, but then she disappears into the shadows of the evening. Martha slithers all the way back into her knickers and jeans. She kicks the ground a little harder than necessary, and sets herself swinging. She doesn't even know where Mel's lives. The end.